On July 1st, recreational marijuana will be legal in Vermont. Other states in New England, Massachusetts, and Maine have also legalized the drug. And this week, cannabis legalization in Canada passed that country's Senate, the final hurdle for that legislation. For more on the new law north of the border and how cannabis laws in Quebec may differ from elsewhere in the country, I'm joined now by reporter Ben Shingler of the CBC in Montreal. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So the Canadian Senate passed its marijuana law this week. So what will and won't be legal once this takes effect?
It depends on the province, really. The law that passed makes it legal now in Canada to sell marijuana, cannabis, recreationally. And then the provinces, each province, lays out guidelines for the sale and distribution of it. So it depends really where you go in Canada as to how it will look exactly.
So let's take Quebec. What will be legal in Quebec under the laws that have passed there?
So you will be able to, once it's up and running, and we expect that to be in as soon as 2 months' time, that you will be able to go to a store, a government-run store, and purchase cannabis for consumption. That's not that doesn't mean edibles, but it does mean being able to purchase marijuana to smoke. So that's where we're at this point, and there's only a few stores, and then you can also order it online in Quebec.
So those stores will be open in 2 months?
It's all moving really quickly now, and that's the challenge. So as far as we know, there's four stores that will be opening to begin with, which is clearly not going to be enough. And then there's plans to open more as we go forward. And they're going to be run by the government, much like the liquor board is run here. So you have spirits and wine regulated in the same way. So the same group, the SAQ here, is going to now be overseeing the sale of cannabis.
Okay, so outside of stores, what about growing marijuana at home?
Yeah, so that's another issue where Quebec has its own specific laws that it would like to see. They say you can't grow cannabis at home. The federal law says you can. So there is a disconnect there, and there might be even a legal challenge that ends up making its way into the court between Quebec and Ottawa, which, you know, that's not the first time Quebec and Ottawa have knocked heads, but we'll see. Quebec at this point, they say it's not safe to allow the growing of marijuana in the household.
And so in general, I mean, how do those regulations in Quebec compare to other parts of Canada? Are they stricter or not?
They're definitely stricter. It's one of only two provinces at this point that wants to ban the growing of cannabis in homes. The other is Manitoba. And then also in terms of the sale of cannabis, as I said, it's government-run stores, whereas some provinces are experimenting with private stores as well that, you know, we've seen in other in the U.S. as well. It has proved to be a big economic driver and being able to respond to the demands of consumers. Here, they really see it as a health issue. The legalization of marijuana is not to promote it, but to control it and to ensure that if it's consumed safely.
So for folks here in the U.S., if they travel to Quebec, will they be able to purchase marijuana and use it there?
As I understand, you will be able to purchase it here if you're over 18. And then, of course, you won't be able to bring it back across the border if it's not legal in the U.S. You won't be able to bring it through the border, but you will be able to consume it here in Quebec.
Well, here in the U.S., individual states, including Vermont, have legalized marijuana to differing extents. But this Canadian law, of course, covers the entire country. So in terms of the public sentiment, is there support for this pretty big change across the country?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, it does vary by jurisdiction. Quebec actually is surprisingly a bit more reticent to accept this policy than the rest of the country. It's a bit below 50%, according to the most recent poll I saw. But other places, it's well above that. And then it depends also on the political party. The party in power, of course, is the one the Liberals have had promised to do this. But, you know, it depends on who you ask.
Ben Shingler is a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. Ben, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.